machtis on shekel doesn't really say explicitly in the Chumash anyway. It just says in the Torah that in the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, as well as the beginning of Parshas Vayakar, people had to donate for the Mishkan. But Rashi quotes from the Medrash that the word truma appears three times in the pasuk, and it's referring to the three different trumas. It's referring to the trumas ha'adonim, where everybody gave the equal amount, machtis shekel, and it's referring to the trumas nidvas ha'mishkan, that everybody gave as much as he wanted to. And the third truma is alluding to the din l'deris. The first two are only harashah. The third one is alluding to the din l'deris, that you have to give machtis shekel every year for the purpose of the purchasing of karbanos tzibur in a haftarah, the special haftarah for parashat shkolim from Sefer Melachim. So the Gemara points out, based on that haftarah, that there are really two different funds in the Beis Hamikdash. If you learn the last parak in Sukkot, the Gemara has that there are two clearly different funds in the Beis Hamikdash. One is called Berek Abayis and one is called the Trumas Halishko, the Machta Shekel money. So the Berek Abayis money, that's for the purpose of upkeep of the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. And Machta Shekel, that's for the purpose of purchasing the Korbanos Tzibur. The Gemara has different Tanoim, different opinions. Exactly, the Tanoim who had this dispute lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they weren't around when this was going on. So they had a dispute. What was the din? What were you supposed to do? So the Mashal, one Tana makes a distinction between Mizbech HaTim and Mizbech HaChitzan, that Mizbech HaChitzan was Mechubal HaKarka, so that had to be paid for by Berek HaBayis money. Mizbech HaPnimi was a Tolush, it was a Kli. That's why the Amir was 5 Tochim, the Amir was 6 Tochim. Because one was a Kli and one was Binyan. So the one that was a Kli had a status of Kli Sharis, and Kli Sharis is a Tzalach HaVoidah, so that had to be paid for by the Machtis HaShekel money. Gemara has a lot of details over there. So the din is that all Korbanos Tzibur have to be purchased with Machtis HaShekel money. Gemara says that this is one of the big disputes between the Tzedukim and the Purushim during the period of the Bayis Sheni. That the Tzedukim were of the opinion is Korbani Lachmi Ishe. How does it say? It's Korbani Lachmi Ishmu Lachavlim Mardahem. The Tzedukim were of the opinion that a Yochid can be misnadif. One rich person can pay all the money and buy all of the Korbanos Tzibur. And the Purushim disagreed and he said no. That all of the Korbanos Tzibur have to be, all the minimum stuff must be paid for by the Machtis HaShekel money. The Loshon HaMishnah and the Loshon HaGemara, in the end of the last parak in Ksuvah, the Gemara quotes HaBraisen, the Rambam has the Loshon like that, that the Torahs and all the Korbanos Tzibur have to be purchased with the Machtis HaShekel money. The strange Loshon, why they single out the Torahs and all the Korbanos Tzibur? Say that the minimum and the Masafim, we wouldn't have said it like that. We would have said that the minimum and the Masafim have to be purchased by the Machtis, from the Machtis HaShekel money. Why they single out the Torahs and all the Korbanos Tzibur? Very strange. So the Mikdash David, points out the strange expression, strange Lashon HaBraisa, that he suggests the following idea. The Gemara says that you have to bring Machtis HaShekel every year. When does it begin? It doesn't begin from Rosh Hashanah, but for the purposes of Trumas Machtis HaShekel, the year begins from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara runs it up in the Pasuk. How does it say? Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashana. So what does it mean, Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh? Month by month, monthly. Simple translation, Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashana. So it's a little too many words there. So the Targum Onkelos translates on that passage, Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh B'Yischadra Tusei. When the Moiler, when the moon appears. Also, what's the significance of saying that? Oilas Chodesh B'Chodeshah. This is the Musafim Arash Chodesh that's brought when the moon reappears. What's the significance of that? So the Netziv has a whole suggestion in the Haimek Dover, in the Herchad Dover, in the bottom of the page. And I don't know why, what the Targum Onkelos is driving at. I was just speaking, I think yesterday, 2 days ago, to one of the people who's learning Daf Yomi. So he told me he was wondering in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says that this Man HaMikdash, the Eidim, Iker Adin, the Eidim are permitted to be Michal Shabbos, to go to the Bez and tell them that they saw the Levana on every month. And after the Churban Bayis, after the Churban HaMikdash, when it's no longer relevant for the purpose of bringing the Korban, the Korbanos HaMosafim on Rosh Chodesh, it's only relevant for the Kriyas HaMoadim, so then the Mishnah says that you want Michal Shabbos on Nisan and on Tisha B'Av, because the Moadim are totally on Nisan and Tisha. So why was it that Bizman HaMikdash was permissible in HaTorah and the Rabban Shvim Chal Shabbos and all of the Rosh HaKadoshim? So the Mishnah says because of the Korban Musa. What do you mean the Korban Musa should be brought on the right day? What do you mean on the right day? Whenever Bezin declares that it's Rosh Chodesh, that's the right day. If Bezin decides that even though today the new Levana appeared, it's after the mother, the new Levana appeared, Bezin has some kind of a political reason or an economic reason or whatever kind of a wild reason, they decide that they want to postpone Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow. So the Mishnah and Rosham learns up in the Pasuk. If Bezin decides to postpone Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow, it's tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, whenever Rosh Chodesh is. So you bring the Mustaf from Rosh Chodesh on the right day. What do you mean? You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, the Yedim are permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, to go that Bezin should be Mekadosh today is Rosh Chodesh, in order to bring the Mustaf from today. And what great tragedy would occur if they wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos? If Bezin will make Sunday Rosh Chodesh, they bring the Mustaf from on Sunday. What's the big deal? That's what this person was asking. So I thought that maybe, I don't know. He said he looked in all the Mefarshim and Rosh Chodesh and he didn't find anything. So I suggested maybe it's based on this Targum Unkelitz, that the Targum interprets Erlis Chodesh B'chadsho B'schadatusei, that the proper thing really is to bring the Korbanos HaMasoch in Mamash Chodesh, which is declared on the day of the Moel HaLevana, B'schadatusei, when the new Levana becomes Mischadeshes. Perhaps, perhaps. But the Gemara, that's the question of what's Pshut HaShamikro. How do you translate Erlis Chodesh just to say that this is the Korban Musaf, which is offered monthly, every Rosh Chodesh, monthly, every Rosh Chodesh, is redundant. What I have to say, Erlis Chodesh B'chad Shelachot Shasham, a little too much repetition. So there must be something in Pshut HaShem, because the Targum Unkelitz says that B'chad Shem means B'chad HaTusei, whatever that's supposed to mean. And Tziv has, and that was my suggestion, but the Gemara has a different Rosh, which is Al Derech HaDrash, it's not Al Derech HaPshat. It's an additional level of interpretation, that what? Chadesh Ohavi Mitzum HaDrashim. The Gemara says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the other Pasuk, this Erlis Chodesh B'chad Shelachot Shasham, this in Pinchas. Then there's another Pasuk in Parshas Bo that says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, and it's referring to Chodesh Nisan. So too over here, when it says, Erlis Chodesh B'chad Shelachot Shasham, in between the lines is implied that starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chadesh B'havi Mitzum HaChodoshim, you should purchase all the new, all the Karbanos Tzibur starting from Rosh Chodesh on, with the new Machzah Shekel money. Every year you have to collect Machzah Shekel money, and every year you have to buy the Korbanos from the new Machzah Shekel money. And the fiscal year, the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's how the Gemara learns. But that's not the Pshut HaMikra. That's already a Drashas Chacham. Eilas Chodesh B'Chodesh. That's what the Gemara has a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Very Pelavik a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. What do you lay for Parsha Shkolim? On the Shabbos Parsha Shkolim, this week is Parsha Shkolim, so we lay in Kriyas HaTorah Parsha Vayakel. And then we have another Sefer Torah and we learn special Parshas Shkolim. So which is Parshas Shkolim? So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. How can they have a Machlokes? What did they do last year? What did they do the year before? Ask your grandfather. What did they do in Europe? Tell it to Gizach. Machlokes Rav Shmuel, what are you supposed to learn from Parshas Shkolim? Unless the answer is that able be able, you can do this, you can do that, you can do whatever you want, everything is acceptable. The only Machlokes is which is to be preferred. So one opinion in the Gemara is that Parshas Pinchas, Erlis Chodesh B'chad Shelachot Shasham, because that's the only mocker in the whole Chumash where the whole idea of Chadesh B'havim Mishum HaChadosho is alluded to. It's not mentioned, but it's at least alluded to in between the lines. Chadesh B'havim Mishum HaChadosho, that starting from Chodesh Nisan, you have to bring the Korban Sibur to the new Machzah Shekel Mon. And we don't follow that opinion, we follow the opinion in line from Parshas Kisisa. Even though Parshas Kisisa also doesn't talk about Machzah Shekel explicitly, it's also just in between the lines. That it says three times the word Truma, and two of them go on the Hayruashah of the Adon and the Mishkan, where everybody gave a shove, and one goes on the Hayruashah, everybody should give to Matnus Yadai. And the third one, the third Truma, is the allusion to the Din L'Dairis of Machzah Shekel for the purpose of Kabbalah Shtiba. So the Maisa, there's no reason to say Rishi Pasuk about this institution of Machzah Shekel. It's either a Drosha on Parshas Kisisa. Yeah, you need both Droshas. It's the Drosha on Parshas Kisisa plus the Drosha on Parshas Pinchas. So that's Machlokes Rav Shmuel, which is the more correct practice, whether you should lay this or that.
Perhaps in the Parshas Kisisa we gain that we're dealing with the other and the Nisan will come up to the Gula, and the Gula says by Haman that Kidmi Lush Galai Shiklahem, whatever, so we're gaining that more.
Okay, good. Yeah, the more Ramazan for other things, there's a Remus for another thing. I mean, it fits into the series of the Dal Parshis.
Right.
More. Okay. I don't remember if the Gemara mentions that. I don't remember. The Gemara mentions about the Kodmush Kidmush Shikleha, but I don't remember if the Gemara mentions in connection with Rabbi Shmuel. I don't think so. The Pnei Yeshua and Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara talks about this din of Chadesh V'Havim Mitzvah Mechadosh, the things that on Leil Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they already had to buy the Karbonis Tzibur from the Truma Chadosha. What Karbonis Tzibur did they bring on Leil Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah? So he says the logs on the Mizbeach that they would, let's say the burning Imurim on the Mizbeach, they brought the Talmud Shobein Abayim, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, an Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the last day of Ador. Well, they brought other Karbonis all day long. And now at night, you have to burn it on the Mizbeach, and you have to have Atzei Hamarim. So those logs have to be paid for by the Machta Shekel. So as soon as it comes in with Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy those logs from the new Machta Shekel money. The Turi Evan has a comment on that Gemara. They were contemporaries. So Turi Evan is by the Shagasar. He doesn't quote Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua doesn't quote the Shagasar. But the Shagasar and the Turi Evan of Rashana has a comment where he says, he brings up the issue, so he says, on his own, what do you mean, Leil Rosh Chodesh? How do you know it's going to turn out to be Rosh Chodesh? Maybe there's won't be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says that normally Ador HaSamach L'Nisan was always Chaser. Ador HaSamach L'Nisan, if you have Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni, so Ador Sheni is Chaser. If you have Shana Pshuto, the Ador is going to be Chaser, it's going to have 29 days. But it's not Halacha Moshe Mesinai. If they decide for some political, economic, or other reason, for tax purposes, if they want to have the baby born there earlier, later, whatever, so they can make it 30 days. Let's say the Rosh Bezin's wife is pregnant, and for tax exemption it goes by Ador. And he decides that he wants to have Ador another day because he wants to have his baby born in order to get the in order to get that allowance on the tax or whatever. If they decide that's not right to do that, but if he decides that all the father so should suffer with another day of Ador because of his personal reason, so he can make Ador 30 days. So that's what the Shagasai says. What do you mean they're going to buy the Karbonis Tzibur from the new Machta Shekel money in the beginning, in the morning, or the night of Rosh Chodesh? How do you know it's going to be Rosh Chodesh? Maybe there's a moment in the Kaddish to Chodesh on that day. Unless it's already, unless Ador already has 30 days. So you have no choice. You can't have 31 days. If Ador already has 30 days, so the Hechriach tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Then you bring the logs at night. You bring all the Karbonis that day from the Truma Chadosh. But if today is only the 30th day, it may turn out that it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It may turn out that it's the 30th day of Adar, and tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Shagasai says that since the Gemara says the Beirish in Rosh Hashanah and in Yom, that this whole din of Chadish V'dahavim Mishum HaKadosh is only din of Chatzchila. It's not Niyaki B'riyebet. It means like this. The Karbonis Tzibur have to be purchased from Machta Shekel money, that's the Ikuv. If you buy it from private funds, so the it's a carbon kosher, but it's not oil of the shame tzibur. The tzibur is not yetzer. The only time you yetzer the karbonis tzibur is if it's purchased from Machta Shekel money. But the halacha that says it has to be purchased with this year's money, this year's karbonis have to be purchased with this year's money, that the Gemara says is only a din l'chatchila. The Yevon would be good. So that's what the Turi Yevon writes, the Min Hastinah quotes all this. Not, I didn't research it today. So the Min Hastinah, on the mitzvah Machta Shekel, quotes the Turi Yevon, who says that since the evening Marcel Beferish, if you bring the Karbonis Tzibur from last year's money, it'll be good. And you don't know yet whether today is really going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The likelihood certainly is that it is going to turn out to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It may be otherwise. But that's why the Turi Yevon says that you should wait until Bezin is actually Mekadosh Lechodesh. Even though once the Mekadosh is going to come out by Lemafreya, it was Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the day, and you were bringing the Karbonis of the new fiscal year from the old money, so you said, yeah, that's good. That's acceptable. So getting back again to Mikdash David, raised the question, why does it say in the Lashon HaBraisa that Hakteris V'chol Karbonis Tzibur is purchased from the Machtas HaShekel money? What kind of, why do they single out Hakteris? Say, Minimum Safim. Minimum Safim are purchased from the Machtas HaShekel money. So he says because Hakteris was a unique carbon. It says, Pit Machtoris, it says, Shlosh Me'as Yishishim Mishmanim Manim Haibah. Why is 365 kinyanim masachama? What kind of 365 is the Hagoyish calendar? We have a calendar of 354 days. The Shana Mubarak said it's more than 365. So what's that 365? So the answer is obvious, that every couple of years you're going to have to have a Shana Mubarak. The Bezin doesn't know in advance which year is going to turn out to be a Shana Mubarak. So every year they prepare 365 months. Then it comes the end of the year, they prepare again for next year. What do they do with the, let's say this year only has 354 days. What do you do with the leftover 11 days worth of Torah? You throw it out in the garbage. The Gemara says the Feirish that you sell it and then you buy it back with the Terumah Chadashah. If you'll keep it and use it for Torah the first 11 days of next year, it'll be kosher to the Eved. The Chachidi shouldn't do it because it was purchased from with last year's Machzor Shekel money. It wasn't purchased with this year's Machzor Shekel money. But for the Eved, if you bring it from the old money, is good. So the Chachidi, the proper thing to do is you take those 11 money that are left over after Rosh Hashanah Pshuta and you sell them, you auction them off to the highest bidder, and then you buy it back from the new Machzor Shekel money. That's what the Gemara said. So the Mikdash Dovi suggests that maybe that's why they singled out especially Torahs Mechol Shaka Bona Sibur Avoy Mechumas Mimachtas HaShekel money because of this Kiddush, because Machtas HaShekel is the Chadim that every year Chadesh Bahavim Mechumah Chadosh, you have to bring the new Kavon of Sibur starting from Chadesh Nisan with the new Machtas HaShekel money that was just collected. The Maldi payment, someone might have thought that's only regarding those Kavon of Sibur that you start anew every day, every week, every month. There's a new carbon seed. But if you have a carbon seed that you prepared a long time ago, it was prepared a long time ago, so maybe there the whole dinner. And if you're going to have a din chadesh v'havim shum chadosh, you're going to have to go through this funny rigmarole over here. You're going to have to sell it and then buy it back for the new machta shekel money. The whole thing is very awkward. So mal detainment, then in such a case, the whole din of machta shekel doesn't apply. That it does not, there does not have to be purchased machta shekel money. That's why the price is kamash malam bin yuchad that it is. Akteris b'chol shakal b'na sibur aboyin mimach tis Hashem.
So when
did
he hear what it was in the dirt? What did they do?
What
did they
have to keep
by it? And
when
he was up, he ran out.
Yeah, so it says, you can do pit malachat saying k'sher l'shmish avir. You can do a little bit. If you run out.
Yeah.
If you run out, so it's, you make new. You make a whole, you make a half. Or you make for a whole year's worth. And then when it comes the end of this year, and then you'll have a ton left, so you sell it and you buy it back with a new Machzor Shekel money. Who's Yotzei with the Korbanos Tzibur? Everybody's Yotzei. Who has to give the Machzor Shekel? Not everybody has to give. The women don't have to give. The Ketanim don't have to give Machzor Shekel. But nonetheless, because the Machzor Shekel is given by the men who are Gedolim, so the Korbanos Tzibur are open on behalf of everybody. When do they have to give Matan Shekel? So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Shkol, you start to announce a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why a month before? So the Gemara says in Megillah, and the Mishami says in Shkol like that, that because there is a din of Shon Medosh and Rosh Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. Gemara has a Machlokes Satanan, I'm talking about whether the din of Shon Medosh and Rosh Pesach Lamed Yom Kodem HaPesach, or only Shtei Shabbos, 2 weeks before. We pass in like the Tana who said like the Chachamim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that it's Lamed Yom. So that's why the din requires that you shall lay Parshas Shkolim, whatever it is, Rabbi Shmuel Kol Chad Ki Dislay. That's why the Allah requires that you have to lay Parshas Shkolim a month before. What does that got to do with Shalom Dosh and Hilchas Pesach Lamed Yom Kodem HaPesach? The beginning of Hilchas Pesach is in the Tav Chotez. The Morgan Avram quotes that they seriously think that there's a big machlekes and the Marsha, that there's a machlekes achrein, whether this din of Shalom Medosh and Shloshim Yom only applies to Pesach because it has so many halachas merubas, or it even applies to Rosh Hashanah and to Sukkot. Sukkot also has halachas merubas. I don't know why they single out Pesach has more halachas merubas than everything else. Sukkot has also a ton of halachas. But it's a machlekes achrein. So how could it be a machlekes achrein if it says the Irish that Shalom Medosh and Luchasat Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach applies to Machzor Shekel? Machzor Shekel is not that complicated. There isn't so much Minchas Chinuch, but the Mikdash David, there isn't so much. The whole thing with all the three Yemens, it's very little. Can't compare to Hilchos Pesach. How can it be a Machlokes? So in the yeshivas, I think they say the following. Shor v'darshim, Hilchos HaPesach, for sure, applies to all the Yemen Tavim. In a certain sense. In another sense, it's Machlokes. The Sedot Tzvei Halachos. That's what it is. Whenever you have a take for example, there's a mitzvah about sukkah teshuva shiur sam, you have to sit in the sukkah. There's no din, I have to prepare my sukkah now. So I work for a living, I do whatever I want. And then it comes there at Yom Kippur, I take my shower, I go to shul, I daven sukkah, then I come home. I got no sukkah. So Enes Rahman Apache or some part of it. So that's not called Enes Rahman Apache. He had a break, could have made a sukkah before. So when does he become a chuyif to start thinking about the sukkah? So we heard that the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, where the Shulam Darshin begins Shtei Shabbosos before, or it begins Shloshim Yom before. That's a din. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's bo mizman lazman, it's not a mitzvah that comes every day of your life. Like Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, cheating in business, honesty, whatever. Not those kind of mitzvahs. A mitzvah like matzah, maror, sitting in sukkin, kiyah shofar, matzah shekel. So when does one become a chuyif to start preparing for the mitzvah? So that's a machlokes, and we passed it 30 days before. Now the shaila is, does it necessarily imply that you have to start learning the halachas from day number one? So by Hilchas Pesach, yes, Hilchas Seir Merubas, you have to start on Purim. The day after Purim, whatever, the only one how you have to start on Purim, another day, day after Purim, Shushan Purim. Because Hilchas Seir Merubas is a part of the preparation. It's not just to dream about Pesach and to imagine the delicious Neilach, but it's to start learning the Dinim right away from day number one. And that's the Machlokes Achronim. Does that aspect necessarily apply also when you get the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and everything else? That you have to start learning the Dinim? Or just 30 days before, you should be aware of the fact that the Matzah Shekel time is coming. We learn Parshas Shkolim. Everybody should be aware that they better start putting away money. Doesn't mean they have to start learning the Dinim, or just there should be an awareness and they should take care of it by the time this month comes. But certainly the din applies to all mitzvahs. It doesn't only apply to Yom Tovim. It even applies to Matzah Shekel. That is not an inyan of Yom Tovim. It's a mitzvah habron, Zman Zman. So we pass from 30 days before, you become obligated to start worrying about it. It's interesting, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chayyadim, and they write, when you lay in Parshas Shkolim, how would we say, when you lay in Parshas Shkolim? They say, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And what happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos? The odds are probably 6 to 1, that it's not, no? 7 days a week? I don't know exactly. Less than 6 to 1, okay. So the odds are, 4 to 1, 3 to 1, that it's not going to turn out on Shabbos. So then they say, and then the next day should say, and if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, then you learn Parshas Shkolim on Shabbos. You learn the Mishnah, it has Fakir. It has the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shkolim is the Shabbos, has the exceptional case first. And in the event, the unusual event that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, then the Shabbos before you lay in Parshas Kalim. That's very strange. Why doesn't the Mishnah write it the way we would say it? If you ask a kid in school, he says the way it says in the Kitzur, the way it says in the Big Shulchan Aruch, the way it says in the Chayyorim, the normal way. Why does the Mishnah write it Fakir? So when we're learning Megillah, Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's no Kiyama Mitzvah. The whole din of laying Parshas Shkolim 30 days before is based on Shalom Adarshim, Dilchos Achad, Kodim, Shloshim Yom Kodim Achad. That's what it says in the Beferish, in the Bavli and in Yerushalmi. That's what Parshas Shkolim is based on. Dechad the other Mashmim Al Shkolim, the first Mishnah in Shkolim, is based on Shalom Adarshim. So if you're going to announce this Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Shkolim, it's before Shloshim Yom Kodim. So there's no Kiman. He used to give startling presentations in the Shia. He would say, what if everybody was a shul this Shabbos and the Parshas Shkolim and then they die before it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar? They said they're not Yotzei Parshas Shkolim. The only Yotzei Parshas Shkolim within 30 days before. So the Ikar Din is like this. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos and you learn Parshas Shkolim, that's the basic din. That's an unusual case. That's the only time you fulfill a basic din. Then by laying Parshas Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shloshim Yom Kodim, Chiyuv, Machnas HaShekel, then you Yotzei Parshas Shkolim, take it from the Yad B'Shas for you. This is the normal case. This year is the normal case, but it's unusual as far as the halacha is concerned. And if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, which is the normal case, and then the halacha says you have to lay before, but if you lay before, you're not yet yotzei. The kiyum mitzvah Parshas Shkolim will only come when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and you still remember the kriya that you heard on the Shabbos before on Shabbos Shkolim. So then you yotzei the mitzvah. Let's say a person will die. He'll hear Parshas Shkolim. Hashem is going to die before it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar. So he heard the kriya too early before. So there's no mitzvah in that. I saw an interesting comment in the Panim Yafais on Parshas Kisisa. That's by the Haplon, the Rebbe of the Hasam Sofer. He writes a Dover Pasha that Ha'osha lo Yarbe is only a Hayrasha, by the Machtas HaShekel Adonim for the Mishkan, and it doesn't apply to Deris. It says the Din L'Deris that you have to give a Machtas HaShekel for the purpose of purchasing Korbanos Tefillin. There's no din at all of Hashem Yar, but the Ramban Chumash is Ma'ir. How come the money Hamitzvah Ramban yet? How come the money Hamitzvah didn't count Hashem Yar b'Hadav Yam? So the Haflor suggests, the Ponograph suggests that maybe it's not a din l'deres at all. He says it's Mashmal Kipas, not a din l'deres. We always thought that it wasn't correct. We always thought that it certainly was a din l'deres. The Ramban quotes Hadav Yam is a din l'deres. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim writes Hadal. There are Rishonim who disagree, but the Rambam writes Hadal or Yamit means that although normally there is a din that a person Hamavazes Ayvazes Yosim Mechaimish, a person is not obligated to give away his best penny in order to fulfill a mitzvah, even a mitzvah in Atayra. You're not required to spend more than one fifth. But nonetheless, there are certain mitzvahs where we require that you should even be Mechazer Al Pesach. So the Rambam gives one mitzvah is Abikosis, one mitzvah is Hadlovis Neres Chanukah. So we usually understand, like the Magen Mishnah says, because there the nature of the mitzvah is presuming mitzvah. Then he says there's another mitzvah, the Ram has three mitzvahs. The first mitzvah he writes is Machta Shekel, because the Pasuk says, Vahadalo Yamit, a separate law, Vahadalo Yamit. Others disagree with the Ram and they say it's not true. If you can't afford it, you don't give Machta Shekel. I think the Smag, I didn't have a chance to look at it. I think the Smag is one of the Rishonim who deals with these kind of issues. Most of the Rishonim don't talk about these kind of things. I think the Smag is the one who disagrees. He says it doesn't matter. That's really a serious question. If the Rambam writes the Feirish that Hadalo Yamit is a din l'deiros, how can we say Hosho lo Yarb is only Hayrosho? Half of the pasuk is Hayrosho, and half of the pasuk is a din l'deiros. Very strange. The Mikdash David raises a topic regarding the Lechem Haponim. Usually the Shchodesh falls out in the middle of the week. So the Lechem Haponim, you have to bake on Friday and put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos and it stays there till next Shabbos. So what if the Shchodesh falls out in the middle of the week? So do you purchase the Lechem Haponim from the new Machta Shekel money or from the old Machta Shekel money? Because the beginning of the Avodah is in the old year, but the Gemara of the Avodah, the Siluk Lechem Haponim and the Achilas Lechem Haponim is going to be in the new year. I don't really understand what you have to have a suffix on that. The Mishnah says the Feirish that they did. Forget about the Lumbus, whatever the heck it is, but the Mishnah says the Feirish. When did they do the Trumas Alishka? It says they did Trumas Alishka and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So you can't just, how can they bring the new Machta Shekel money 4 or 5 days before? Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week. How can they bring the new Lechem Haponim from the new Machtas? How can they bring this week's Lechem Haponim? The Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week. How can we say that they bring the Lechem Haponim for this week from the new Machtas Shekel money? If the Mishnah says they Bisholosh Pam Mashana Tarim Masalishko, they do Trumas Alishko 3 times a year, the first time they dig their fingers into the new Machtas Shekel money, which is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So how can the Mikdash David raise such a possibility that the Lechem Haponim from the Shabbos Mevorach Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Shabbos Mivach and Shabbos Nissen, Shabbos Parsha Chodesh, that the Lechem Haponim is purchased from the new Machta Shekel money? That's impossible. It's even famous in Mishnah Natsa. What the Hezbir is, I don't know. So the Hezbir is Gobas at Chivas Avodah. How is it possible to entertain such a Amin? Isn't it against the Mishnah? I thought it was against the Mishnah. Why is it called Truma? It says 3 times Truma. Why is it called Truma? So the Mishnah says that just like there is a din by Truma that you need Reishis Shesheireha Nikorim, that when you mafish Truma you have to leave over a little bit. How is it called Gorna Truma Layasav Laikum? If he's very generous and he wants to give the whole Goring, he wants to give everything away to the Kohenes Truma so nothing is stopped. He can give Chita Achas Pateres is Kol Akri. If he wants, he can be very cheap about it and just give just one kernel of grain and pop it the whole room. The proper thing is not to give Chita. The proper thing is to give 2%. Nida Beinemis is to give 2%. Gemara says if he's cheap, so he'll give 1 out of 60. If he wants to be very generous, he should give 1 out of 40. But let's say he wants to give more than 1 out of 60, he wants to give 10 out of 60, 30 out of 65, he wants to give 59 out of 65. But if you want to give all, so the Mishnah says that it's not chal, because the pasuk that says you have to have truma, you have to be makas truma, to be makas b'yisat hevel, it's called reishis, reishis duran from sirosh v'tzerach, and reishis implies shesherei amikon. So here also the Torah is alluding to the machzah shekel of the remez over here, the three times truma. The fact that it's called truma implies that you have to have shesherei amikon. So that's why the Mishnayos have that they used to do three times a year. Once was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is 2 weeks before Pesach, then you have 2 weeks before Shavuot, then you have 2 weeks before Sukkot. These are the three times that they used to do the Truma Salishko. So every time they did the Truma Salishko, it was literally a Maisa Truma. There used to be Mapish Truma, there was Shirayim. You had to have Shirayim Nikon. And the Mishnayos and the Gemara in the last Perek in Sukkot discuss in detail what was purchased with the Truma Salishko. Machta Shekel money put in these big containers in the Beis HaMikdash. And then you took out Truma. So the Truma Salishka is what you are makish as Truma, and you purchase the Kabbalah Seba. What's left behind is called the Shiori Halishka. That's called the Shiori HaMikor. And then at the end of the Zman, you took Truma Salishka on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and that's going to last until 2 weeks before Shavuos. So it's a short period of time. And then that's going to last from Shavuot, it's going to last till Sukkot. That's from Sukkot, it's going to last till Pesach. So what happens if you have a big sack of money and you used up the money that you needed for Machzah for Korban Sibah purposes, and then you have leftover money? So that's called Shiori. There's Shiori Halishko is the Shirayim. When you do the Truma, the Shirayim that's left over. And what's left over in the big, if you did the Truma Salishka and you put Korban Sibah with that Truma Salishka, what's left over in that big, that's called Moisa Truma Salishka. So the Gemara has the Mishnayis and the Shkolim, and the Gemara in the last paragraph of Sibah have discussions. What exactly did they do? What did they purchase with Perek Abayis money? What did they purchase with Matzah Shekel money? And then what did they do with the Moisar Shumas Alishka? What was left over? What did they do with the Shiori Shumas Alishka? They're not the same thing. The Shiori is the Shirayim Nikorim. When you do the Maisa Truma, what's left behind in the box. And the Maisa Truma Salishka is after having done Truma, and then you bought all the Kavanas to the what do you do with the leftover money that you did the Truma with? That's called Moisar Shumas Salishka. So they're different funds. These are four different funds. Perek Abayis, Machzah Shekel, Shiorei Halishka, and Moisa Truma Salishka. And the Gemara has a whole detailed discussion, what they buy with this fund, what they buy with that fund. What did they pay the rabbinic faculty of the seminary for? From the Gemara has a discussion over there also. Malamde Tinekis, where did they get paid money? What right did they have to take Hegdishtika money? It's all Hegdishtika stuff. The holy people, I'm sure, the Rabbein and the Yeshivas are very holy people, but still, how are they allowed to take Hegdishtika money? So the Gemara says, Lei Bezen Masnale. The people are Magdish, they're Machta Shekel. The Bezen is Ki'ilu Machne, that the Hagdosha should be Allah tonight. It's a very strange concept. What do you mean, Lei Bezen Masnale? So it comes out that half of the people that gave Machta Shekel money didn't really give. The Hagdosha was Allah tonight, that if it won't be needed, so it should not become Kodesh. It comes out that I wasn't Magdish Machzah Shekos, I wasn't the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. So very strange, but that's what the Gemara says in the last Perek in Ksubis. How could they divert the use of the money for non-Beis HaMikdash purposes, for non-Korbanos purposes? Isn't that a violation of Me'ilah? So the Gemara answers, Lei Bezen Masnalei. What does Bezen help? I'm Magdish the Mitzvah Shekels. The Tesis writes on that Gemara in the last Perek in Ksubis. Just like you have it in Kol Makadosh and Zayt Ramon Makadosh, they're getting married. So the Gemara has an umd in Kol Magdish, Adal Bezen Hu Magdish. That's what Tesis writes in the week. Whoever is Magdish, a Machzah Shekel, is Magdish Adal Bezen. So it's very strange. It comes out that you will Magdish it Allah Tanai. It turns out there's a Bitla Tanai. It's a Bitla Dasha. So how are you in fulfillment of the Mitzvah? A very strange thing. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix regarding, he raised a question, and then as he's writing, he realizes that he made a mistake. So he raises the question, what if a person doesn't want to give Machzah Shekel, El Chito? He wants to save all of his money. So he says it's like a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah. A person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, Kofanosa, you beat him up. What if he doesn't want? Machanosa Adad Shetetanash. Okay. So then he says, then maybe we shouldn't beat him up. Maybe we should just take the money. In fact, what do you have to beat the guy up? Just take the money. Quotes the Ramban in the end of Bava Basra has a discussion The Ramban has a discussion on the Gemara, and the Gemara has a shaila. What if a person refuses to pay the money? The Gemara says, what if a person refuses to pay the money that he owes? So the Gemara says, so what? That's one opinion in the Gemara. And the other opinion in the Gemara is, no, what do you have to say? No, the thing is that there's a shibud. There's a shibud aguf, so he has to pay the money. You don't have to beat him up. So the Ramban writes a lashon that if the fellow is here, he has the money, why should we beat him up till he gives the money? Let's just take the money and give it over to the other person. That's the mitzvah that Ramban has. Why do you have to beat him up till he gives the money that he owes? Just take the money and give the money to the other party. So that's what the Mehasina says over here. If I'm going to give him up a shekel, in the Gizbar, among the Beis Hamikdash, see me, and they see that I have money in my pockets, why should they beat me up? Why should they scream at me? I just stick the hand in my pocket, and I take him up a shekel and say, thank you very much. And I give me a receipt. That's the end. But the shayla he raises is, what if I'm not around? What if I'm traveling all the time in Tokyo and Hong Kong and I'm never home. And the Gizborian keep on sending me bills that I should pay my matzah. I haven't paid my shekel for the last 15 years. And they keep on sending me bills that I should pay. And I never pay. So would you say, he raised the question, would you say that shibud deraisa? Would you say that there's a shibud nechasim over here? So the Gizborian would have a right to be yored nechasim, to be mishalay b'fonah. Or would you say, no, perhaps there's no shibud nechasim, perhaps it's a chiyuv to bring a carbon. It happens that you're dealing with money over here, that's just coincidentally, but the real chiyuv is to do the mitzvah of being magdish and machta shekel. So he says, maybe there's no shibud nechasim over here, maybe he cannot be yored nechasim. If it's b'fonov, if the fellow is here, the body is just yored nechasim b'fonov. Hachin nechufene b'gufen nechufene b'mamono. That's the easier way to be koyfal on mitzvah. Why beat me up? Till I give the machta shekel from the last 15 years, just take it away from me, and you've already fulfilled me. If it's b'fonai, he says. But if it's shaloi b'fonai, if I'm not around, then he raises a question. So even, that's the suffix. So he has no way to be pushed at the suffix. But then he raises a new suffix. What happens if I die on the second day of Chodesh Nisan? So on the first day of Chodesh Nisan, every Jewish male, Gadol, becomes mechuyav to give matzah hashekel. And he didn't give it yet, and he died. Maybe you should say there also shibud deraisa. If you say that the whole halacha that there's no shibud nechasim and matzah shekel, the only thing is that you can be kray for the person to fulfill the mitzvah. So once he dies, he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah. Even if you take it, he won't be making kashim. Even if you take the money from his estate, the dead man will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. But if you hold that when they came Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the man became obligated to give the matzah shekel, it was chal shibud nechasim on his property. So then even if he dies later on, and you, by taking the money, he will not be the dead man, the nifter will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. But still, shibud deraisa will still apply. This is based on the Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Kiddushin quotes the Mishnah in Kenan. A woman who gives birth to a baby or yoledes is obligated to bring an oilas behema, an oilas nachatos. So what happens if the woman gave birth to a baby? She became mechuyav to bring the oil and the chatos, and she brought the chatos, and then she died. She never got to bring the oil. So the Gemara says, if she died before she brought the chatos, so you can't bring a chatos for a mace. Chatos shemes v'alel. Even if she was makrish the chatos minchani, chatos shemes v'alel, the miso oslo. One of the chamish chatos on mace, so you cannot be makrish. So the Mishnah says, what if she already brought the chatos, or ishush, hevi'a chatos, or mace, so the Mishnah says, Yaviu Hayorshin Ethailosis. So the Gemara has a machlekes amara in the Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. What does that mean? It's only if she shows the Mechaim. She was makrish the Oilah Mechaim, and then she died before they were makrish it on the Mitzvah. So then Allah says, you makrish the Oilah. I feel a loy if she shows the Mechaim. Maybe even if she was never makrish the Oilah before she died, maybe I should say that she buddhed the Raisa and her Nechasim if she has an estate. If her husband has money, she has her own money. If she has her own money, her estate became mechuyav mishubad and shibud deraisa to pay for the purchasing of the carbon oil. But the Gemara says that that's what the issue hinges on. If you hold shibud deraisa, afid alohi fishas mechaim. Yoviu hayarshim I lost. If you hold that shibud alav deraisa, then not. So the Minhas Chinuch raises his question, should you apply the concept of shibud deraisa to machtas hashekel or not? The Gemara applies it to the oilas yoledes. But why shouldn't it also apply to machtas hashekel? He says she Buddha deraisa not only to a halvua, not only to things that appear in Parshas Mishpatim and Nezikin. If you speak about Shibuda deraisa, even the gabi hakrovas oilas yodedes, so why shouldn't Shibuda deraisa apply also the gabi matan shekel? I don't know, but that's the topic. Men haskinah is not sure. So he originally gave two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if it's shalei gafanav, or the yardim menachasim shalei gafanav. Yardim menachasim gafanav for sure. Either b'tara Shibuda deraisa. So yardim menachasim lo b'tayras kaifin ala mitzvah. Sashin chufena begufo. That's the melitza that the Ramban, the term that the Ramban coined in the end of Bava Basra. But his suffix was, what if it's Shalai Gafan? And then his suffix, second suffix was, what about Lachamisa? Maybe if he died after Rosh Chodesh Nissan came in, he became the Schaiv already, he did not Sashek with this year. So if you say Shibuda Derais, he can even collect from the estate. So he keeps on writing about the mitzvah of Nachashek, and then he writes, he realized that what he wrote before is an error. You can't, certainly cannot take Machzah Shekel from a dead man because he's an often a Rambam. Probably a based on Yerushalmi. There aren't too many Babis about Machzah Shekel. It must be based on Yerushalmi and Shekel. The Rambam writes explicitly, even if the fellow was Mafrish, the Machzah Shekel Nekai. But he just didn't have a chance to give it to the Gizbar. Tadayim Lehigil Gizbar is Tipa Lenadova. You don't put it together with all the rest of the Machzah Shekel money. The Allah doesn't allow you to do that. So he says that, so that side of his topic is nifshat. If he wasn't even mafresh the Machzah Shekel, so for sure you don't take Shibuda Derais, because the Rambam says even if you were mafresh it, you don't take the Machzah Shekel and put it into the boxes with the Machzah Shekel money, you put it in the dove. It's called the leftover Machzah Shekel money. So the topic of maize is that the question, why? Why should that be so? He says the stam of the Rambam must be based on Yerushalmi. Stam of the Rambam holds that just like we have it in Kapara La Mason, that you can't bring a Chatas from Mason, you can't bring an Oshim from Mason. Tosha says you don't give Kaifer. If the Baal Hashor Hamua that killed the Yodam died, so Tosha says a Chiddush in Baba Kama that you say in Kapara La Mason, so you don't make the Yoshim pay Kaifer because we passed in Kufr Kapara. In Kapara La Mason is a universal din. So apparently the Rambam must have some luck, but the Rambam thinks that giving Machzah Shekel is also, it says in the Chumash, L'chaper al Nafshe Sech. L'chaper al Nafshe, it says, Nos Nish Kreifer Nafshe L'Hashem. L'chaper al Nafshe Sech. So since it says L'chaper al Nafshe Sech, even though that's the Chahiru Ashur, that was all Chahiru Ashur. And I'll be pashtus, the Din L'Doris has nothing to do with Kapore. The Din L'Doris of giving Machzah Shekel is for the purpose of purchasing the Kavanis Tzibur. Nonetheless, that's what it would appear from the Rambam. There ain't kapara la mesa. So lacha mesa, that's out of the question. Then nafkamina is out of the question. We're not going to collect olos yoledes, yes, because olos yoledes is not bola hapir. So the Gemara says if you hold shibuda deraisa, even afilu lo yifishasa mechayim, you'll bring from her estate, you'll have to purchase the olos yoledes. But the Machzah Shekel says that it's lachapar mam shesechem, so you say ain't kapara la mesa. So that nafkamina is out of the window. But the other nafkamina is still mesupit. What if the person is still alive? And he refuses to pay his bills. They keep on sending him bills, and he ignores them. He doesn't pay. So if it's befanav that he's here, so you'll take away the money that he owes because of koyfen ala mitzvahs. Simply, actually, chafenu begulzonu, chafenu b'maon. But if he's not here, shalei befanav, that's the shayla. You can't really, if it's shalei befanav, can't really say that you're being koyfen him ala mitzvahs. He's not even here. He doesn't even realize when you're taking away the money. So you can only take shalei befanav based on the principle of shibud nechasim. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch is Nesutri. Can you really apply the principle of Shibuda Deraisa to Machzah Shekel? I don't really understand why not. Why shouldn't it be the same as all these other ones? Make a taste of the house. I would have thought that it's only Har Rasha. This was given after the Chet Regel, so the Yina Mishkan is Mechafra and the Chet Regel, Rashi said. But to say that the Din Luderis of giving Machzah Shekel is also Mechafra and the Chet Regel, make a taste of it. The problem of counting the father's role, not that the shekel that was the innovator, but the amount was the shekel that was the innovator, because that's what the shekel money to take a census. Normally they didn't use the Machzah Shekel money to take a census. Not everybody gave the Machzah Shekel money. The women and the children didn't give, and they gave. And a lot of people are supposed to give them gibbida, so it was a shvacha sense. It wasn't for the purpose of, it was for the purpose of purchasing the Karbanis Tzibur. So they didn't really try to estimate the population based on the Machzah Shekel money. So, yeah, I don't think so. In Pashtus, I don't think so. And then Haschinach mentions in passing a topic right at that in the Tesis on both the Tzia and the Daf that we're learning. We skip that Tesis. Maybe we shouldn't have skipped. It's a little, easy little Tesis. He says, if someone sets aside Matzah Shekel money, and then he decides he wants to make a Hataras Nadar, he wants to be Nishok, he wants to undo the Kedusha, he's going to have to give different. Let's say, this is the coin that he got when he was Bar Mitzvah from the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. He had a Bar Mitzvah in front of the Kaisel. And he didn't realize he gave him the Matzah Shekel. And then he realizes, hey, he gave away that has such a special sentimental value to him. His great-grandfather gave to him whatever when he was born. So he wants to get that back. So he wants to make a Hataras Nadar to undo the Hakadosh, and that Matzah Shekel will give a different Matzah Shekel for the purpose of fulfillment of it. And Haskinah writes a Dalai Pasha, you can have Shekel. Shekel on all Hakadosh. Shekel is Hataras Nadar. You can undo the Hakadosh. Up until the point of Higil, he has Jesus. Once it's Higil, he has Jesus, but he cannot have any Shekel. Where did he get that from? That's based on the Gemara Nedarim on Nun Tes, that the Tesis on our daf in Bava Metzia happens to cook. The Tesis by us is talking about Gemara is talking about Dovah Sheishlo Matirin. That Dovah Sheishlo Matirin has no bitul. Dovah Sheishlo Matirin has bitul. The Tesis here, here the Dreyfus says that Shuma is the tale of the Echad Mishnah. Mishnah says that Shuma is the tale of the Echad Umeyah. The person says, Akasha, why isn't Truma Dovah Sheishlo Matirin? Not only do you have Hataras Nadarim to undo a Neder or a Shavua, you can have Hataras Nadarim to undo Nazirus, besides, you can have Hataras Nadarim to undo Truma also. It's the same thing. So to this person's answer, the Gemara Nadarim asks Akasha. The Gemara Nadarim gives one answer, and the person gives two answers. Very strange. The Gemara Nadarim gives an answer that the only time something is called a Dovah Sheishlo Matirin is if it's Oymed Lahatirin. If that's what he's supposed to do, so the Gemara says, Lamashal, a person takes a neder not to eat potato chips, so he really shouldn't have taken that neder. Kol amar b'kilu ban avam avaham kami kilu hikru v'ver kod m'shasi t'avam. So it's not really right to take any neder mishwud and zirus and all this kind of stuff. So therefore, if a person took a neder not to eat the potato chips, and then somebody made some kind of a food with the potato chips and cooked. And then they say, can't eat potato chips. If you have such a case, but they're not eating these potato chips. Then they got mixed in with other potato chips. So the din is that Mindaminoi, Dovah Sheishlo Matirin, I feel the Be'elef would not be bubble. Why is that called Dovah Sheishlo Matirin? Because in the Dorim is a mitzvah lechuli alei. You're not allowed to take a neder to begin with, it's highly improper. And even if you've already accepted a neder, the proper thing is to try to go to the Chacham and get a Hataras from Dorim. So any king of Mars is Truma, but it's a mitzvah lechuli alei. The person is not his Truma. You're going to say it's a mitzvah to undo the truma. No, it's a mitzvah to give the truma to the kohen and go further. To give the kohen and toss out of the truma. It's not a mitzvah to undo the truma. You have the possibility of undoing the kedushas truma by doing sheila, but it's not oymid l'kach. Since it's not oymid l'kach, it's not oymid to be undone, that's not considered a dovah sheishlo matirin. That's the first answer that they give. That's the Gemara's answer. Yesh lami kedi al mahasam, as the Gemara says, there in the Dorn Muntes, we have a mitzvah l'chuli alei. It's a mitzvah to undo the truma. Then Tesis gives another answer, which is not really necessary. I gave you the wrong Dibra Maskel. No, Dibra Maskel. Havalei Dovah Sheishlo Matirin. Havalei Dovah Sheishlo Matirin. So that's the answer that the Gemara gives. Then Tesis gives another answer, which is not really necessary, because the Gemara gave the answer. Nami Tesis says, but the fact is correct. We'll find the Gemara in Nedarim Lachnun Tes. Inami shenesana l'kayin sheni yachalush alala oy she'ena birshuso. That's what the Gemara says here in the Dorn. That when you say that you can undo kedushas truma, that's only kayin shehigil yad kayin. But truma shehigil yad kayin, there's no she'ena. That's what it says in the Gemara. So this is a big question in Rishonim. Why is in Achrayim? The Rishonim don't have too much to say. Because he just writes a lotion she'ena birshuso. I don't know what that hebrew is. So what is the explanation? Why did that truma shehigi aliyat kohen is no longer any she'ela? So there is a tshuva by Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, his Shabbos tshuva is Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, where he writes that this a very unusual interpretation. That's not, I don't think that's the way it usually assumed the pshat in the Olam HaYeshiva, they assume a different pshat. Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi says, when you make mekach hamemkar, when you make gittin kedushin, you can't have a haftaras nedar. You can't undo it. You go to the chop and you say, if I would have realized that stocks are going to go down, I wouldn't have bought it. If I would have realized that real estate is going to go down, I wouldn't buy the house. If I would have realized that this woman is so unpleasant for an individual, I wouldn't have married her. If I would have realized what a wonderful wife she is, I wouldn't have divorced her. So he's going to try to undo the gittin, the kedushin, the mekech emetz. He's going to try to undo everything. Idea taras nedarim, idea pesach mecharata. So it doesn't work. This halacha pesach mecharata, you can undo. Only works by nedarim and so on, where all you needed was a das hafloah. It's a lower level of das. Since it's a weaker das, you can break it idea she'elon. But if you require a higher level of das, then you can't undo it. So Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi writes, what if I was Mafrish Truma? So that's only how I did Ibra, I did Haflor. But then I take the Truma, give it over to the Kohen. So he says, when I give it to the Kohen, that's Mamash Kinyan Biyadam. Masa Miyadliyad, if it's Kinyan Haflor, Kinyan Mashiach, Kinyan Yad, Kinyan Chatzah, whatever. It's an actual Kinyan. So what am I going to do? I'm going to have a Hataras and Dorm to undo the Truma, but I've already given it to him. So how can I undo that? That was a Kinyan Ayidei, Kinyan Ayidei Das of Solotar Kulas. So he says, since you cannot undo the Nesina, so therefore you cannot undo anything. You cannot undo the Hafrasha, the Kriya Hashem that led up to the Nesina. That's the interpretation that he gives. I think usually in the yeshivas they give a different interpretation. They learn differently. That the only time you can have Sheila, why is it called Sheila? We call it Hataras Nedar. The Gemara always calls it Sheila. Whether there's yes sheila lehegdish, ain't sheila lehegdish. Whether yes sheila nazirus, ain't sheila nazirus. Machloekes b'shana b'silo. Compared to shama in nazir, whether a nazir can undo his nazirus al yedei hataras nedarim. But the nazir is called kaddish year like hegdish, and b'shana hold the hegdish kaddish hadi hegdish. So there's no sheila by hegdish. Why it's called sheila? Call it hataras nedarim. So in the yeshiva they say the shas, I think, as follows: that the only time it's possible to have a hataras nedarim is. How does Hataras Nedarim work? Chacham Mezeker Aneda Meikara. It's not, it's like a papal dispensation. You go in and the rabbi says, Mutalach. The Yoykin Aneda Meikana Labo. It can't be Yoykin Meikana Labo. The Chacham is only Yoykin Aneda Mila Mafreya or not at all. How is Yoykin Aneda Meikara? How does the Chacham Yoykin Aneda Meikara? Because it declares that the Neda was always a Neda Toys. And as a Neda Toys, it was never Chal in the first place. The whole Neda was never Chal in the first place. So the only time it's possible for the Chacham to task him that the Neder was not Chal in the first place is if I have a Sheila. I come with a Sheila to the Chacham. Do I have to continue observing this Neder as I was observing it until now? I took a Neder that there should be Truma. I took a Neder that there should be a Korban Chatas. I took a Neder not to eat potato chips. I took a Shvuah, whatever, not to go to this men's club, not to daven in a shul. And now I don't want to observe that, and I humbly suggest that maybe I made a mistake. Maybe the neder wasn't binding, maybe the shul wasn't chal, maybe the hafdosha wasn't chal, maybe the hafrasha struma wasn't chal, because there was a torah, and therefore it should no longer binding the kana labo. It should no longer be binding the kana labo. So the Gemara says the Ferish and Shvuah is the only time you can have a hafrasha dorn is if there's what they ask about. The Moshe, the Gemara says, a person took a neder not to eat something, and he went ahead and he ate the whole thing already, b'shege. It's all eaten up. So there's nothing to ask about. The whole issue is a dead issue. Mikana labot, there's nothing to discuss. Malchus is not going to get for having eaten it because he ate a b'shege. And there's nothing left. He ate up the whole thing, so there's nothing left to discuss. If he ate half of it, and there's still a kazayit left, I want an opinion of the Gemara, even if it's less than a kazayit left, that is what to discuss is he allowed to eat the rest. So then the Chacham Paskins, you're permitted to eat the rest because we declare that the Neder was a Neder of the Torah and it was never Chal in the first place. Fine, it's Yoker and Enemy Kor. But you have to be, the only time you can be Yoker and Enemy Kor is if you first say you can be Kanalabo. First, you ask the Shail of the Chacham, do I still have to observe the Din, the Kanalabo? And he says, no, because it was never Chal in the first place, then it comes out as Yoker and Enemy Kor. But you have to have something to, has to be Nitfas on something in Kanalabo. So the pashtus is, if you have truma shalo higil yad koyin, so I didn't finish, the farmer didn't finish everything that he has to do. So he has he'll go to the rabbi with a shayla. Do I have to give the truma to the koyin? Maybe I don't have to because I think I made a mistake. I didn't really mean to be mafish this, I really had a mind to be mafish that, but I made a mistake over here. So the chacham says, mutalach, ois truma, and you don't have to do the next step, but it's already truma shehigil yad koyin. So what is your shayla? Whether you have a shayla, whether you have to do something or not, all finished. There's absolutely nothing left for you to do. Mikana labo. You've done everything already. You were mafish the truma, you gave away the truma, there's nothing left. The same thing, let's say, Hegdish, that was the Minhas Kinnah right. If you were Mafish Machta Shekel that you didn't give it to the Gizbah, yet Kurdish Gilia Gizbah, so you're obligated to give it to the Gizbah. And then I say, hey, I made a mistake. I was Mafish the wrong coin. I really wanted to be Mafish a different coin. This coin has sentimental value to me. So then it could be Nishal, Kurdish Gilia Gizbah. So if you're asking a Shaila that's Nagir, that's relevant to you, Mikan Labah, do I have to do next step? But if it's already Gilead Gizbah, you've already finished everything you're supposed to do, so then it's not shy to have Shaila. There's nothing left to do. Charlie, what about korbanos? not in kochei derek habayit, and not in matzah shekel higiliyad gizbar as opposed to lo higiliyad gizbar. What about korbanos? Let's say the fellow is mafish a korban, so you can have shayla on a korban also. One do. The gemara says machlokes b'tana gizil. According to beishamai, the hegdish toras ali hegdish. So what the chacham going to accomplish? Will be clear that the hegdish was the toras. Beishamai ha hegdish toras ali hegdish. Beishamai learns that from tmura. The Tamura is always Hegdish Torah. Until it's Chach, Hoyhu is Merati Yakodesh. He thought he was going to get away with it, he was going to pitch this, that, tachazeh. He would have realized that it's not going to go, he would have not made the Tamura. And nonetheless, it says in the Chumash that it's Chach. So you see that Hegdish Torah is Havi Hegdish. The Torah doesn't cancel anything. So the Mela, the Shama, the Shitah, some hole, that Sheila doesn't work to undo Hegdish. And Sheila, the Hegdish, and the Zeris is the same because it says Kodesh Yi, and Nazir has a Din also like Hegdish. There's no shayla in his ears. That's machloek b'shamay b'sil and perik b'shamay. In the end of Maseches Nozim. But we pass like b'sil that yesh shayla lehegdish. So according to b'sil that yesh shayla lehegdish, what if it's already I brought the korban to the Beis Hamikdash and I gave it over to the Kohanim and they're taking care of everything and I don't have to do anything else at all. I already went home. And the Kohanim I flew back to New York. And the Kohanim are taking care of the korban in the Beis Hamikdash. So can I have shayla or not? That's a shayla. Should I have shayla or not? There is a thesis in Saita. In the first parak in Saita, the thesis has a kasha and a certain gemara there. The gemara has a case where the Saita has a mincha which is nisrefes. Can't do anything with the mincha, so the gemara says nisrefes. The thesis is bothered with a kasha. This is the top thesis on Vov on the base in Saita. Gemara Maskov Kodesh. But he has the Yod, another Kasha, my Nisrefe, is Kim Kamalan Kibbe Silel, the Perek Be Shammai, the Nazar Dap Lamanau, for the Perek Yeshmer from Bolabasa Dap Kukok, the Yeshela Lehegdish, Loma Eina Nishol Aleha, the Teitse Lechumen. Why does it say in the Gemara that if you have a Kabbe Mincha, which is Pashul, it's Nisrefe, whenever you have any, this is asking on all Psuli HaMugdoshim, whenever you have any Kabbe that became Nisol, why does it say that you burn it? Why don't you just make a Shela? Why don't you undo it? And it'll turn out that it never was Kaddish in the first place, so you won't have to burn it. So sweet in Kasha. I don't know, why is this in Seifa? This should be on the first Zachar Zachar. You should undo half of Maseh Zachar. And now you have a Korban that's possible. So why do you have to deal with Suli HaMakadoshim? Make a Shela, whenever possible. Make a Hataras and Norman undo it. So it'll be Bottle Mila Maseh. So Rabbi Kivega there tells you to look in the Mishnah Lamelach and Hilchas Maishah Kabbarn. Which Lamelach wants to say, what do you mean? I already brought the carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. I gave it over and the Kohanim are taking care of it. Then I went home to New York. So that's a Gilead Gizbar. So just like the Gemara says in the Dorm document test, the Chumash is a Gilead Kohen, there's no Sheila. And who are the Nami? Hegdash is a Gilead Gizbar, the Minchas Kinnah Hasum says no Sheila. So the same would apply by Kachim is Be'er. If a Gilead Kohanim, you already gave it away. You don't have anything Mutal Alecha to continue to do anymore. There is no Sheila. So later, Mechabrim writes in Sforim that the Mishnah Melech's answer is highly questionable. Does the concept of his Gilead Gizbar apply in the area of Kachem Mizbeach? Maybe it only applies in Kachem Berek Abayis or by Machzah Shekel. Because by Machzah Shekel I don't do. I just have Mafish Machzah Shekel and I give it to the Gizbar. But then you say his Gilead Gizbar. Maybe by Kavanah the whole concept of his Gilead Gizbar doesn't apply. Maybe Kozman the Kohanim, Ashechtim, Kabbalah Saddam, Zvika Saddam, Halacha Saddam, Haktaras Emurim, everything in Parashu is considered as if it's being done on my behalf. So it's considered as if I'm still participating. I think Mar has a tzad to say that Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, when you offer the Kabbalahs, Ashlucha Didan, that they're doing it on our behalf. So the Kohanim is being offered on our behalf. So it's not that we're out of the picture. We want to know, should we still encourage the Kohanim to do the next Avodah, to do the next Avodah, to do the next Avodah? Or not? So he's saying, Yesh Sheila Behegdish, so you stop now, don't continue doing it. All the avodas that they're doing it for me. So that's He'ore against the Mishnah Melech. It's not so pashut what he writes, that just like a Gilead Trumashi, Gilead Kohen, there's no Sheila. So through Hegdish Liad Gizur, there's no Sheila, and he assumes that this applies also to Kachem Mizbeach. The Pashto says that it doesn't apply to Kachem Mizbeach, it only applies to Kachem Berek HaBak. Pashas Bayakel, there's a Medrash Tanchumer comments on the opening pasuk. Bayakel Moshe called out the name Israel. He gathered together all the Jewish people and he started telling them Hilchos Shabbos. Sheish Yishamim Teyochem Alochem. So the Medrash Tanchumer says that the proper thing is that in every community Bnei Yisrael should get together on Shabbos and listen to a Shia. That's part of the observance of Shabbos. The Ramban on Chumash later says that that's the pshat in Mikra Kodesh. The pasuk says that Shabbos in Yom Tov is called Mikra Kodesh, and he says the word Mikra means assemblage, a day of holy assemblage. So the Klal Yisrael is supposed to get together for Torah, for Tefillah, for Inyanim and Yanim Shebikdushim, like Krui Ha'edah, Mikra Ha'edah, Lamasa Samachanah. Mikra Ha'edah means to gather together the Edah. Masa Machnas needs to travel. So here also, Mikra Kodesh needs to gather together. So that's the Medrash Tanchuma in this pasuk. The Gemara has great difficulty understanding why was Havara singled out. Actually, quotes the Machlokes in the Gemara in Vomit. It says, you're not permitted to do any Malacha. What does it mean a chalak yotzes? There's nothing special about avor. Just don't get after a marshal. Avor a chalak yotzes means that there's chiluk melachos l'shabbos. What does it mean chiluk melachos l'shabbos? What would I have thought if I wouldn't have had this pasuk? But there are different Rashi's in Gemara in different places. One place Rashi says that if I wouldn't have had this pasuk, I would have thought that you only chayv nisa if you violate all 39 melachos. So if a marshal on this pasuk, that even if you only do one melacha, you're already chayv nisa. L'chalek means l'chai b'apalachas v'yachas. And Rashi in the other place gives the regular standard shot. We usually don't go like this Rashi. We usually learn like the other Rashi. L'chalek means, I would have thought that if in the Chal Shabbos with any one malachi y'chai b'chatos, y'chai b'nisa, about it. What if he did many times Chil Shabbos? So in the Chal Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Vayakov, he did 10 different malachas. Is he chai one chatos for all 10? But he's saying no, it's chai b'chatos b'palachas v'yachas. So that's why I need a pasuk l'chalek, if not for the Avraham l'chalak yotzes. I would have thought that even if Mechal Shabbos with many different malachas, he'd miskaper b'chatos achas, because basically what did he do? He did many forms of chilul Shabbos. Hamash olam, Avraham l'chalak yotzes said yichayv on every yad malach, on every category of malach. So the Achrayim are bothered with the kasha, how can Rashi in the other place, the different places Rashi has on the Gemara, when the Gemara mentions Avraham l'chalak yotzes, so most of the time Rashi gives the regular pshat, l'chalak means chilul Shabbos, l'chayv chatos achal achas v'yachas. And one place Rashi writes L'chalek means that I would have thought that Mami Chayv Nisa if you do all the 39 Chilulei Shabbos, if you violate Shabbos in all 39. So the Dov Be'ez Takashu, that's impossible. It says in the Chumash, if it gave Nisa to the Mekoshu. Mekoshu didn't violate all 39 Malachas, he only violated one. Whatever he did, he was Mekoshu Shetzi, he was one Malach. Ma'amer, or like so, whatever he did. So how could there be a Havamina to think that you need to have to a violation of all 39 Malachas of the Be'ez Shepasu? Let's say Rishon Tosim, let's destroy the Mekoshim Shekari after this thing was given. That was late. At this time they didn't know yet. But the Gemara says not. So the Gemara says the Mekoshim says Mechal Shabbos the very first Shabbos. Here's Mechal Shabbos right away. Second Shabbos is already Mechal Shabbos. And this was given in Machas Yom HaKippur. Now she says, Vayakam Moshim, Machas Yom HaKippur. This was later. So what do they have to have these in? They were already told by the story of the Mekoshim. That one Malach and Yechari. So the Achrayim in a different svarim, not the Rishon svarim, they point out the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Peyam and Bey has a machlokes of even the Rabban regarding Hasura. When a person does an Avera, in order to give Nisa, you have to give Hasura. So is it sufficient if you just say, you're going to get a Minish Nisa? Or do you have to say the specific Reinish Mitzvah? If you just say you're going to get a Reinish Mitzvah, that's not enough. But that's Machlenes of Yudin the Rabbanu. Whether Hashiyasra Pateid and Misa, who Chaybo, you have to have a Hasrua Mechoretet, or a Hasrua Klovis is also good. So the Gemara asks Takasha. By the Megadei, they didn't even know that he was Chay Misa at all. They didn't know that there's an Reinish Mitzvah for Megadei. So Megadei was a purely Chay Mashua. But the Mekosha Shivaya Hai Mosha Sham Mekosha Shoy the Misa, because they had a Pasuk Bachalei Amos Yumus, but they just didn't know the Eze Misa. What should the Misa be? So that was the Chiddush that the Rabbanu Shalom said at that time by the Mekosha Shivaya is Chachkiu. So the Gemara asks the Abishnaim if you hold that a Hasua Klolis is good. So they gave the Mekosha Shivaya Hasua Klolis. Don't do Chilu Shabbos, you're going to get Misa. We don't know ourselves what Misa, but you're going to get Menash Misa. And they went ahead and did the Chilu Shabbos. And then later on they heard Menash Amar that it's Chayiv Gila. But if you hold that you need Hasra Mefuretis, so how did they give him Misa? They didn't give him Hasra Mefuretis, Mishu Meza Misa. So the Gemara says, just the Hechrech, according to that kind of Rabbi, hold that you need Hasra Meza Misa Uchayim. Just like you say that the Megadif was a Hehru Ashur, so the Hechrech, you have to say in Kashish, was also a Hehru Ashur. But if you don't like the Rabbanon, if you don't like the Rabbanon Rabbi, that Hasra Klavus is good, then the Gemara says that the Megadif was a Hehru Ashur, but the Megadif was not a Hehru Ashur. Kashish was not. So this whole shot, that's how they write this one, that this whole shot that Rashi writes in one place on the Gemara, but the pasuk of Chiluk Malachas tells me that even if you're, that not only are you Chayv Misa to Mechal Shabbos with all 39 Malachas, even if you're only Mechal Shabbos with one Malacha, you're also Chayv Misa. What do you need that for? Didn't they learn that already from the story of the Mekashish? So that's what they write in different Svarim, that this shot that Rashi suggests is only Nitan Lehayom, if you're like Rav Yudah, that the Mekashish was a Hayrasha, so you can't learn anything from the Mekashish. But if the other Mekoshish was a spin that didn't very regular, it wasn't a Hirosh Shah, then you have to say the other Pshat and Rashi. The other Pshat is the standard Pshat. So the Pshat means that Yechad Meni Fakir. This is the Machlokes HaTanoim that Rashi quotes over here. Why was Havara singled out? It's about Rosh Bechorin. Why is it? So everybody don't do Malach. Well, you have to single out Havara. But that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. Why does it say Bechor Moshe Sefer? This is point set in Yivam. It's another question. What do you need Bechor Moshe Sefer? The Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us in the end of the first half of the Kedushin that when you have a mitzvah three baris, then you have a baris. Agricultural mitzvah is only applying there to some. But Chavis HaGuf, which is a mitzvah shena three baris, is not agricultural mitzvah, applies all over the whole wide world. So Shabbos is the non-agricultural mitzvah, so why does it say, b'chol Moshe Sefer B'yad Mashabbos B'Levi? We already have established this principle based on other psukim. That b'chol Moshe Sefer is already saying that a mitzvah that's a Chavis HaGuf applies all over the world. So that's what the Gemara has, different interpretations. As to why the phrase B'chol Moshe Seichem is necessary. So one pshat the Gemara gives in Yevamos in the first Seichem in Sanhedrin Lamed Hei, Rashi quotes it. It is that B'chol Moshe Seichem is referring to Moshe of Desmond. Even when Desmond wants to give an Eichem, even the Fashas, although one might have perhaps constructed a Kalvachimer to indicate that Mises Desmond should be Deicha Shabbos, and the Fashas tells me that it's not Deicha Shabbos. Mr. Vareish is going on Seichem's last claim. You're not permitted to administer Anoinish Miso of Havareh, then the Sreifas Paskayim, on Shabbos. B'chol Moshe Sefer means even in my Shabbos. Why would I have had a whole minute to think that it is Deicha Shabbos? If it more presents a Kal Vachomer. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so that implies that A is greater than C. So A is, Misas Bezdin is more chomer than Korbanah. How do you know? Because it says, Mim is B'chit Pikachen Alomah. There's a pasuk in Mishpatim that if a person is chayv misa bezdin, just because he's doing avodah, even if he's the only kohen in the whole wide world, and by giving him the misa bezdin, we will make it impossible to bring all the karbanos. So it doesn't matter. We give the misa bezdin, maybe he can claim a lamos, and you would know that hakrovis karbanos. And B is greater than C. Hakrovis karbanos tibur. Hakrovis karbanos is manikuvah deicha shabbos. So if you see that misa bezdin is deicha avodah, and avodah is deicha shabbos, there's the hakav chaimer that A is greater than C, so misa bezdin should be deicha shabbos. And the Gemara says no. That's what the pasuk says. Was the varish b'chol Moshe Seichem b'yoyim Hashabbos. B'chol Moshe Seichem has the connotation of b'mokam Moshe Bezdin. That the Moshe Bezdin you wrote not permitted to be b'chol Shabbos. The third meaning was that the Nivam is Avraham and it's in the middle of the Sanhedrin of Avraham. The Magen Avraham, the Shabbos has a kasha on the Rambam. Why the Rambam both in the state of Mitzvah and the Yadach Hazak counts this as a separate loy says. The Rambam says that there's a lot not to do Moloch on Shabbos and there's a lot not to give Mitzvah Bezdin on Shabbos. But you know, a lot not to give Mitzvah Bezdin on Shabbos. There's a law, you know, not in Mahal Shabbos. There's a half a minute to think that A is greater than B and B is greater than C. I would have thought that Mises Bezdin is greater than Hakrovis Kola Kabbanis Kulam. And certainly Hakrovis Kabbanis, there's a Shabbos, so A is greater than C. I would have thought that half a minute that Mises Bezdin is greater than Shabbos. Kamashma, this Pasuk, that it's not. But once the Pasuk is Megazah, it's not there for Shabbos, So the Meir is included in the lach of Lotas Kamalacha. Kamalacha is Mamalacha Yuma. But you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. So why does the Rambam have to count this as a separate license? So in different Svarim they point out, Yavni Nezer and others after him, all quote the Yavni Nezer, they all say the same answer. That obviously the Rambam understood this Gemara as saying like this, the Kavachana is a good Kavachana. It's Haka right, and this is dead, this is Dereka Shabbos. But it's a separate difference in Isa, Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. Not because it's Chiva Shabbos, no. If you give the Yavnish Nisa, there's no Shabbos, the Bereka won't be Chai Nisa, the Tamach Halei Shabbos. It's Mutter, the Tamach Halei Shabbos is Mutter. But it's a separate Isa, Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. That's what some Achorim want to say, that maybe even to put somebody in Chayrim. On Shabbos should be an Issa Deraisen. Should be an Issa Deraisen. Because the Chayim is also an Aish. It's a curse that the guy should drop down. The Gross Aish, you got to stop it. What about to force a person to take Knan? To force a person to take Knan. So if you make him pay with money, he says Mukta. Even if you don't make him pay with money, make him pay with the Shavuot Kippur. So the Gemara says in the end of the Masechta Shabbos, that the Gross Aish is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zera Shaniyachto. That's the Zera Drabon. Gross Aish, you thought it may be also an Issa Deraisen. To make him pay, Mammon, to make him pay kapara, that could be a point to the Rabbanan of Zera Shemichto. That's Mechachamemka, but to make him pay a knas is the Hanoinish for the Avera that he did. To make him pay a knas could be that it should be included in this Isidore, could be no, because it's not an Einish Aguf. After all, the Pasuk only says, what's the Varesh, that's an Einish Aguf. The Raman says, goes on Nito, or goes on Malkis, or some Achrayim wanted to say that it should go on, it should refer to Chirin, but the Chirin is also an Einish Aguf. So maybe making the fellow take knas on Shabbat and Yom Tov would not be included in the Isidore Isidore. Of Shalom Lahan. But that's the standard interpretation that the Aminez and the standard Achrayim give. The Mendel Kasher, that's the way about the years ago, put out a book many years ago, put out a sefer, Rambam HaMechilut of the Rashbi. So he points out many different Makuris in the Rambam, many places that the Rambam has it in, that's absolutely not based on Gemara, it's in fact against Gemara, and the only mark he has is in the Mechilut of Meshim Barakos. So this is one of them, he says, that this Rambam, that he counts this as a separate Rosh Shalom Lahan for Shabbos, based on the Gemara, you really would never be able to figure this out. But he says, the Mechilta, the Mechilta of Rashbi, not the regular Mechilta, it's not there. But the Mechilta of Shem Baichoi, this is one of his places. Same quote, of course, I mean, there are many other offerings. The Gemara has another drash on B'chol Moshe Seich, on the word B'chol Moshe Seich. B'chol Moshe Seich means, you mutter based on Igdosh. Moshe Boi Seich Chem. That's, I think, the Chem. Moshe Boi means Moshe Bezen. There are four different drashes on the Pasuk. Three different drashes. Why does it say Loi Sivara? Why was Havara singled out? So Rashi said, Machleket Hatanoim, Yesh, Ma'abatein Ham Havara Lalav Yotis, Yesh, Ham Nachalik Yotis. Why was Havara singled out? But then there's another question, Taisus points out, Nivam Gavor, why does it have to say B'chol Moshe Seichem? What do you need that word for? Because Chil Shabbos is a Chavis Aguf, which is not restricted only to Eretz Yisrael. So on that, the Gemara has different Roshes. One Gemara says, Moshe Seichem is Moshe Bezen. So that's from the word Moshe Seichem. Moshe Seichem. And Achem, Shalachem, Lemutei, Nidur is based on my cousin, and based on Migdush, they're permitted to burn fires. That's, I think, from the word Chem. That's from the word Moshe Chem. What is that? What is talking about? That had to go to the Gemara and Shabbat at the end of the first period. The Gemara says that it's forbidden to, let's say, you're not allowed to leave food on top of the roof, food on top of the fire, you're on air Shabbat. You're not allowed to leave on the fire unless you have a plaque. Point to some, there's a plaque of them. No, you have to have them cooked a little bit in advance. So that's the Gzera Rabbanan. What's the Gzera Shabbat? You have to be called in Epochra. The Mishnah has at the end of the first Kerem Shabbat, such a thing. That look, you have a furnace in your home to keep you warm in the wintertime when it's snowing outside, and you lit a little fire, and you have all the light there Friday afternoon, and then you bench up in the Kerem Shabbat. The whole thing didn't really catch flame yet. So you're not allowed to do that in a private home because it may not catch flame, and then in the middle of Friday night, you may start poking around in the flames in order to keep warm. It's no joke, you're going to be cold, like with the food. You're going to be left without any food. So there's a Gzera Shemichata. There is also a Gzera Shemichata. So the Gemara says that in Beis HaMikdash, there's no Gzera Rabbon. So then Shavuot B'Migdash, there's another Gzera. That's what it says. And the Mishnah, the end of the first period, and Shabbos says that you're allowed to light the fire in the Nidurah Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash, and let it burn into Friday night when you're not afraid. So the Pashtun, that's what I tell you, Mizrahi writes over here on this Pasuk. And there's a Seif HaChumash and Rashi called the Seif HaLadera. I have it on the Seif across the street. I can't mistake it. They're charging an arm and a leg for one guy and say, charging an awful lot of money. Anyway, it's the same as the Shach quotes that say it like that. It's by the author of the Be'er Sheva. By the author of the Be'er Sheva. All good libraries have a table like that. So the Mizrahi and the Seif HaLadera both come in that this drosha that the Gemara made, B'chol Moshe Seichem, Prat Le Beis HaMikdash,
the Madura is based on Moikar, that as long as you let the fly run Ev Shabbos and then it's going to continue to catch flame into Friday night, that that's allowed. But we need a drasha for that for. The whole issue that you're dealing with is there the Rabbanu Shem Yechat, and based on English, you say, Kani Hizme, and Shuiz Vamid, so that's a drasha from a Pasik. Chama Shekhet and Pasik Madura is based on Moikar. That's enough Machta. You don't need that drasha, you don't need that drasha in the Pasik Deraisa to say that you're not there the Rabbanu. That's what the Mizrahi and the Seder Lazar will say, that that's not the bona fide drasha. The bona fide drasha goes, Moshe Seichem goes in a different deal. Also appears in the end of the first Perek in Shabbos. Let's say they brought Korbanos on Erev Shabbos, and they didn't have an opportunity yet to burn all of the Chalavim on the Mizbeah. They have Chalavim that are not yet on the Mizbeah. So on Friday night, you might have to throw them into the fire. So that's how Erev Shabbos b'Shabbat below all of Chol b'Shabbos. You're not permitted to be marked at all of Chol b'Shabbos. But what happens if the Eivorim of an Oilo, or the Amurim of whatever kind of Chalavim, or whatever Korbanos they were offered on Erev Shabbos? What if these things are already on a fire on Erev Shabbos? And both young, before the bench list, they're coming. And then on Friday night, the Quran want to hasten the burning by turning over the Yemurim or the Yevorim that they should burn faster and better, which is also Malach and Shabbat, even though the king is burning anyway. But the Gemara says, because it's burning faster, is also Malach and Shabbat. And that's what the Pasuk tells you, B'chol Moshe Sechem, the Yevorim of the Dorim, that were put on the fire in Bod Yom. If they weren't put on the fire in Bod Yom, that's excluded because of the other Pasuk, or the Shabbat, the Shabbat, or Allah called the Shabbat. But it was a very much the Bahem Ha'ur, it already started to burn on the Mizbeah Hanar Shabbat, and it permitted to continue to hasten its burning into Leil Shabbat. So that's a real drashic move. B'chol Moshe Sechem, Pratley Vorm, Mutam Shamash Leben Ha'ur, and Bod Yom. But from the Madura, they come right, because for that you don't need a Pasuk. That's what it is. I saw in the Sreik, there, Aksav, Akadolo. It was a long time ago. I think it was the song of the Rebbe Kivegi. The Rebbe Kivegi, Rebbe Kivegi, Akasha, Rebbe Shimon Shkot, and the Shari Yeshe quotes in one place in the Sama Kabola. He quotes that place that has to be God of Lassi Rishkotik. He has a whole Shkotik and a Kumash Yikra. He quotes it. Yes, Rebbe Kivegi is Rebbe Akasha, and he gave him a parent, and he has a whole Shimon Shkot, and a whole Shkotik. He lived there over 150 years ago. So in the Sama Kabola, he has a pupil on this. He has a whole pupil on this. He holds it in his rocking, and he says, that's wrong. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua somewhere. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Madura says on Moikar is not only is there a Hechem and a Zinder Abonon, that there's no there Shani Chata because Cholim in the Bishlam English, Shani Shpizlam English, it's Hechem to strike a match on Shabbos and light the Madura says on Moikar. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says, the Madura says. It wasn't burning the Lord, we can strike a match and burn on Shabbos. Are you talking against things? Are you talking how you ever do that? Rashi writes on the Gemara Shabbos, the Amir Peter. What is the Madura's Beis HaMekir all about? So Rashi says, because the Kohanim of the Beis HaMekir have to wear only big Yikunim. They're not allowed to wear more, and not allowed to wear less. If they wear more, it's near to the Gemara, they wear less. It's Mechut to the Gemara. And if they wear more, if they're going to wear shoes and socks, it'll be a hunting to the Gemara. They have to go barefoot. They'll go barefoot, it's freezing, and they won't start. They didn't have such a good steam system. So in order to make sure that they don't catch pneumonia, so they had to have the Madura's Beis HaMekir. So in order to keep the Kohanim warm, the Pnei Yeshua says, in order to keep the kind one, there are a lot of strife and matter from Shabbos, the Jews, and the Yaakov is looking at the Kodesh and the Sakonish thing. So from the Kodesh and Amrut, when he's in prison, and then he has to go and make the fire for him, and he made the fire, one of the heads of Yaakov, and the Yaakov, it says, Hako Sola makes the Akino, and he says, he's going to catch a crow, and the Mokum Kodesh and the Sakonish, and I think Amir Yaakov is going to put, I should strike the match myself. The Pnei Yeshua says that if it's Rosh Hizmur, I can light the fire myself on Shabbos, because we don't want the crime to catch a crow. What kind of business is that? What's the heads of the Mechal Shabbos? The Mokum Kodesh and the Sakonish. And the doesn't go and say what Shem is going to say. Moshe says, Hashem, Shalachem, Madura is based on Moshe. Based on Moshe, 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 why did the Quran have this Madura is based on Moshe? So there was a halachic reason and there was a real reason. The halachic reason was because every day when you light the flame on the Mizbeah, it's for the Holy Mizbeah. You have to have a fire there, a secular fire, coal. You shouldn't think that you only have Kaddish in the world. In the Beit HaMikdash, you have to introduce a little chol, you have to do the Kaddish to chol, you have to have chol and then to do the Kaddish. But the din is, Avon Pishesh, you read this Menach Shammai, Mitzvah Lahavim Ahed, it's a din that the Eishal and Mizbech has to be lit every day from the Madura's Beis HaMoikah. So let's say the Beit HaMadura's Beis HaMoikah, so you're permitted to light the strike and match on Shabbos, to light the Madura's Beis HaMoikah, because this is part of HaKadosh Kavon, it's committed to yourself in Beit HaMoikah Shabbos. But you have to burn the logs on the Mizbech from the Madura's Beis HaMoikah. That's halachically speaking, that's why they had a light in the Madura's Beis HaMoikar, and that's why it's permissible, because Yeshua finds Mikra Adin, Shem Chal Shabbos. Not only to light on Erev Shabbos, it becomes Zeru, the Rabbanu Shem Yechat, you can even strike the match on Shabbos. And it's serious, what do they use in the Madura's Beis HaMoikar? So 1%, less than 1% of usage was to light the Eishal on the Zeru, that was nothing. Over 99% of the usage was to keep the common wall. That is the main purpose. It was an Eishal Chol, it wasn't an Eishal Kodesh. But the Hesed, and Yeshua claims the Hesed, and the Hesed, and the Mamish Dulam, and the Reiser, was the boy. This was the age from which they lived the age on the Mizbech. Just like our Kravis Kabbalah was there for Shabbos, so Havlakas Ha'esh, and the Mizbech was based on Mizbech, it was also there for Shabbos, because it leads up to our Kravis Kabbalah. It's a Fiddish, though. Like a Tenshu, but the first Shabbos is like a Doi Mizrahi Lot and the Seder Lader. The dead part is only an master. He might even do it. My feet will throw him to his big summer, but if he lives to fly right back, he can let it burn on the Friday night. And there's no there to that. We don't really need a person for that. They will never say that. There's something either, simple. The person says, not like the Kanisha. He wants to let the Kanisha, you have to prove that it's so. So he said, it's not like a bowl of dug up if he found a face of something. You manifest the face it sounds like to say like a Kanisha. So if it's rushing Mura and you're even permitted to light the flame bomb on Shabbat. Not only there's no there to that bottom, you know, Shem and Yachat, you send him along with more than I said he will allow. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar has a comment on his post, Moshe Barash Baruch Hu, saying that it's alluding to Eshav Machloikis. Chatz Chaim Hengis, and he's throwing out, and Ali Musa used to grab, like, the people usually always go in the city, they have to go to work, and Ashabi, they relax, and they eat a lot, and they rest up, and then they have time to pick on other people in the community. And that's time to make Machloikis, it was a separate law, not to have Machloikis on Shabbat. Moshe Barash Baruch Hu, Moshe Barash Baruch Shalom has a long essay here on another comment that the Zohar has on the next parasha, Kumi, Tzem Shumar Hashem, Kumi, Tzem Shumar Hashem, Kumi, Tzem Shumar Hashem, Kumi, what is the expression made it him?
It's like.
I thought of all the other things from this here. What is it him? It's one of the collections of the motions of the king. It's one of the collections of the right. It can be the Rashi Shalom the Shuster. I'm not here for the Zohar, 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 the word of the Tanayim learned out from a different passage of Yisrael, you don't have any sense. So the Zohar has a different interpretation on the Yisrael. The Yisrael means, the Bero called out the Yisrael, you leave out the Erebron. The Yisrael means leaving out the Adar, except in donations from the Erebron. So he suggests, the Zohar says that the Mitzvah of bringing HaMishkan was given twice, once before the Chetah Egel, once after the Chetah Egel. Before the Chetah Egel, how were they told? The beginning of Parshish, you think so. So everybody should go there. Come and give me go, you leave out from Hashem. The beginning of the Pashas Chumah. Everybody should donate. It's Kolish who shares everybody. So the Zohar tells you the Kasha. The beginning of Pashas Chumah says, here's Kolish, anybody, everybody, and here it says only my Yurkam, only you, and even have the Erebrach. So the Zohar says, it's better thing. Pashas Kisi says, Mops, it's in the cream. Pashas Chumah was the plan of the Mishkan, cut in Chazorik. And after the Erebrach will be instigated in the Chazorik, we have to ship up the Amkot, Pashas Kosh, and you'll notice that the Erebrach who made all of the Erebrach. After the Chazorik, the Pashas Lolem wanted a new plan. Of the Mishkan says, it's Kumi, it's come only from the Israel. And not from the Erebrach. But it's Shalom, right? So this is in opposition to Rashi. Rashi claims, they moved from the Erebrach. And the whole Pashas Chumah only begins after the Chetah Egel. The whole Tzivah of Hashem Mishkan was only given after the Chetah Egel. I have a feeling that could have grown for years after the Chetah Egel. But after the Chetah Egel, the wind didn't have any Mishkan. So the verse really holds not that. And it's one that the only Rashi that say like Rashi. And the only Rashi that say like that, but they can opinion given Rashi. But the Pasuk Shabbat is supposed to be that the men and the women came to their Puja. But it was very, I think it was a terrible thing, these are exploded the other day. The Sabbath in Hilchot Sabbath was brought on the left of the cemetery. It's not right to have men and women together. So really, it's a little bit of a mark, not over there. So in case you're supposed to walk the Hashem from the door, and then you should come up to offer, and the Sabbath gives you a picture and let go. So it was a wrap on earth as well. So that was from the big God. I thought he should have and he just pulled him out of the dirt, and he said, take a new paper to these, in the Middle Ages or something. And they were making fun of him, he just said what it says, and he said, come on, it's not bad, but that man was taken together in a few hours. But this is the very last moment of the fascists by Yahya. But they get to have to be able to people who were ahead of their and even when they were doing it, the Mishkan was up against it, and they were very honest, and they were coming together to get Buddha. And so the Mishkan was finally erected, and then it was all over, and then it was taken out. So they had come in, and it was perfect, 12 days, and very common, but this is a negative description. They were very honest, and the men and the women were decided.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it.
The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. The Bible says, I'm not s that's the principal head of the Russian paper flow. The human nerve case is that the Soviet Union didn't participate in the Cocoa Jewel. That's a different day for the other British critics. What is all that? What is going to happen with the other things? That's all the other things. The fishing industry that led up to the case where Russia said the women didn't participate in the Cocoa Jewel. They did participate in the Cocoa Jewel. And of course, it's crazy again. And so they're going to participate in the new way to use their money. They discovered that a door pastoral museum for the paper. They only gave the money for all these things, all these sources. So what did happen? They had their money for whatever. That's why the women's participation in the mission was raised. When it came, it was quite a which was the first day of Russia and the UN, which was the first day of the Communist Zone. But that's why they were both from England. Every year was Spanish Muslim. They were all the money going down the line. And when you decided, all the Russian Muslims came to a third. Interesting. He said that, hey, Mr. Dura has a topic, and he was a straight-on loan bureau. He was like, do you have the women don't do the work on Australia? You have to post the cards, and you have to post the bits, 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 and you have to in commemoration of Christ's you can commemorate your Christ's every year on Christ's Christmas. You can commemorate your Christ's every month on Christ's so the person always goes there and he's 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 there and and then you're saying, you can just tell the kids that they do that whole thing. And you're saying, the women didn't say, I thought you were going to say, you can tell them that they didn't 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 say, you can tell them I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go to the hospital.